at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Last year, Tarrant County signed an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to help the federal agency detain undocumented immigrants. Today, that partnership was at the center of a forum hosted by the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, it was also a cause for protest.
Luncheons at the posh downtown Fort Worth Club are usually schmoozy affairs. Business leaders and elected officials chatting over white tablecloths. This luncheon, though, had a serious tone, focused on how law enforcement is responding to hardline immigration policies coming from Austin and Washington. Joel Fitzgerald is the Fort Worth police chief.
I don't use terms like undocumented citizen or whatever. I use community. And we are we're charged with protecting our community, no matter who is a part of the community, no matter what status they're in.
Fitzgerald tasked his officers with easing fear among immigrant communities after Texas lawmakers passed SB 4 last year. That law makes it a crime for local officials to not cooperate with federal immigration authorities and authorizes local police to ask about immigration status. Fort Worth is the only large city in the state that's not suing to block SB 4.
The law is one of the books. It is the law, and we are charged with enforcing law. However, the voice of the community has to be heard.
Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn says the fears about the law are unfounded.
Texas peace officers are not out enforcing immigration laws on the street.
They are, however, enforcing the law in Tarrant County's jail. Shortly after he was elected in 2016, Wayborn applied for his department to be part of the so-called 287G program. That allows his officers in the local jail to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement by detaining undocumented immigrants. Wayborn says they're focused on people arrested for serious crimes.
We're going after the child molester. We're going after the murder suspect. We're going after the cartel member. We're going after, yes, the DWI.
Protesters from the immigrant rights group United Fort Worth were in the room, and they had a different take.
I know that there's a lot of rooms about.
7G erodes the trust with the community. Immigration is a federal responsibility.
Interrupting the sheriff, they unfurled a banner that said Sheriff Wayborn separates families. Then they were escorted out of the room.
27G is against us, okay? Up, up with liberation, down, down with deportation.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Outside the Fort Worth Club, there were more United Fort Worth protesters. They said the 287G program leaves immigrant communities less safe because people are afraid to come forward to report crimes and seek help.
It's voluntary. It's not law like SB4. It's a voluntary program that the county and the sheriff decided to be a part of.
Daniel Garcia Rodriguez co-founded the organization.
And now there's layers on layers and layers of worry, of mistrust, of miscommunication. And it just puts a huge burden on the backs of our communities.
75 communities across the country are part of 287G. Garcia Rodriguez says Tarrant County shouldn't be one of them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
In 1968, NASA launched Apollo 8, the first manned spacecraft to orbit the moon and return to Earth. In this week's Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, the Verdigris Ensemble, a new North Texas choral group, takes reporter Hadi Mawagdi on an interstellar journey inspired by that trip nearly 50 years ago.
One, two, panda, panda, hey,
It's Tuesday night inside Royal Lane Baptist Church in North Dallas, and the Verdigris Ensemble is rehearsing a piece called Panda Chant. The song's just one part of a larger program they're performing this spring called The Constellation of Apollo. And as you can hear, Panda Chant has a lot going on. Panda Chant is by the avant-garde American composer Meredith Monk. Verdigris founder and artistic director Sam Brookman chose it for its cosmic sound.
It's the closest thing that you're going to get to traveling to space.
Brookman wants that interstellar sound to help audiences blast off and imagine life in the stars. He says a choral performance about outer space should take you out of this world. Brookman's 25, and he teaches choir in Forney. He started Verdigris a year ago, naming the group for that blue-green patina that can form on copper. He says it's his mission to make contemporary choral music more popular by crafting programs that seem like performance art.
So what we're doing through movement and through the choice of music, we are weaving together a story and an experience that we're taking the audience on.
Brookman moved here about 3 years ago from Princeton, New Jersey. That's where he earned a music degree from Westminster Choir College. He says he came because other conductors spoke highly of the school choirs in Texas.
First time I stepped into a choir with an advanced choir, I was like, oh my God, what have I missed my entire life? This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts because you don't have this standard anywhere else in the United States.
That's how Brookman talks, especially when he's discussing choral music. His eyes widen, he smiles, and energy spills out of him. Brookman is amazed by the numerous local youth choirs and adult ensembles, like the Orpheus Chamber Singers. Still, he felt North Texas needed a different sort of choral group.
Yeah, I think I saw the appreciation, I saw the value, and I was like, we can make a difference. We can make a difference because we can create something that is not totally being cultivated right now.
That's how Verdigris was born. Brookman wanted an ensemble that didn't sound like what you'd hear at Sunday church service. Instead of hymns, his group performs music made by composers regarded as the Bowies and Burns of choral music. But what inspires him?
All different things. Everything from folk music to music that was composed based on the resonant frequencies of our planets in our solar system to actual transcripts of the Apollo 8 mission.
Verdigris also embraces non-traditional performance spaces. They feel they have to bring their music to the people. In April, they'll sing at the Perot Museum and the Planetarium at UT Arlington.
He's really great about providing an innovative way to storytell through music.
That's Jonathan Greer. Greer sings in a couple choirs across North Texas. And he says there's another reason Verdigris is unique. Brookman is open to collaboration. And Lauren Stroh agrees. She's another member of the choir.
He has this really great balance of asking for other people's ideas, but also having sort of a framework that he's already envisioned and honestly feels like we're coming up with new creative ideas.
It's just that last one, it really... The sound really hit me in my heart.
Cone Johnson was moved to tears by the singing. She says it brought back memories of the Apollo 8 mission. But the Dallasite hasn't been to many choral performances, and she says she didn't know what to expect.
It was amazing.
Could you hear the space in it?
Oh, completely. Completely could hear the space. And so much of the blending of their voices was just so big.
Johnson says she'll tell her friends to go to the next performance. And that's good news for Brookman. Like his group's name, he wants to be around long enough to add a little color and texture to the North Texas choral scene. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Want to see the Verdigris Ensemble live? Head to artandseek.org. And coming up tomorrow morning, this week's primary election sparked a surge of voters across Texas. That's unusual in a non-presidential election year. Ross Ramsey with the Texas Tribune helps make sense of a wild political week in the state. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. For the evening, mostly clear skies tonight. Should be a low around 50 later on. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 73. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.